Good day, I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, June 20. Coming up, Jamaica elected to United Nations Economic and Social Council, Cabinet approves revised foreign policy, and ground broken for new classrooms at Immaculate High School. The news in detail after the break.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. Jamaica has been elected to serve on the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, made the announcement at a press conference Tuesday. Jamaica's term runs from 2019 to 2021. Mrs. Johnson-Smith says the appointment, done on June 13, will allow Jamaica to collaborate with other states on matters which directly impact its developmental goals.
Matters such as poverty eradication, sustainable social and economic development, climate change and disaster risk reduction are all matters which are dealt with by this committee. So it's good for us to be at the table.
Meanwhile, Senator Johnson-Smith says the Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Ministry also supported the bid by the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport to secure Jamaica's membership on the UNESCO Governmental Committee, which seeks to safeguard intangible cultural heritage. She says the committee is of interest to Jamaica as the country works to secure recognition for reggae music as part of humanity's intangible cultural heritage. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says a revised foreign trade policy has been approved by Cabinet and will be tabled in Parliament as a white paper shortly. The policy establishes a framework for coordination across various ministries, departments, and agencies and ensures the mainstreaming of trade within national development priorities and objectives.
There's an action plan that has been developed together with the policy, and in the coming days, we will hold consultations with private sector stakeholders to define a mechanism for monitoring implementation of the policy and to ensure that we are not only sharing information but receiving information from the private sector at the appropriate levels and with appropriate regularity.
Senator Johnson-Smith says discussions have already started with the private sector organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, and the Jamaica Manufacturers and Exporters Association, JMEA, geared at bolstering Jamaica's trade objectives. Ground has been broken for the construction of 5 additional classrooms and 4 technology laboratories at Immaculate Conception High School in St. Andrew. The project, slated for completion by early 2019, aims to provide additional space for students as well as increase the school's use of technology. It is being executed at a cost of approximately $76 million. Through a partnership involving the Ministry of Education and private sector stakeholders collaborating with the Homeschool Association, Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Will Reed says the initiative will contribute to the provision of quality high school education at the institution.
The excellence you have at Immaculate here is what we want for all students in Jamaica, so that we have a population that is highly skilled, highly trained, certified. So not only will it add to the local productivity on one hand, but equally we'll be able to attract higher quality of investments into Jamaica so that all of us will grow and prosper.
Senator Reed was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony at the Immaculate Conception High School on Tuesday. And the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, has implemented a fashion development program geared at developing small businesses in the fashion industry. Chief Executive Officer at the JBDC, Valerie Vieira, says under the program, dubbed Ari Magic Fashion Fusion, designers are mentored and prepared to operate sustainable businesses with strong design identities and brand presence.
The small business is not insignificant, and we see our small entrepreneurs emerging and becoming really a part of the center. Our mandate is to help them.
Ms. Vieira says the development of the fashion industry has been a core objective of the JBDC since the early 2000s, adding that through the agency's efforts, many designers have participated in local and international fashion-related events and trade shows. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuey James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.